In the 1940s, there were a few small grocery stores and stores called confectionaries in our neighborhood. Basic staples were available in these stores. However, my mother depended on the huckster truck that arrived twice a week, announcing its arrival with a loud bell. Mom would call me, "Jeannie, bring a basket. The produce man is here." He brought all sorts of fruits and vegetables that he had purchased at Produce Row in the Soulard Farmers Market downtown. He knew us by name. "Mrs. Reeves, what can I do for you today?" Mom would then rattle off her list of needs. I remember the large swinging scale hanging in his truck where he weighed our items. One of my favorite treats was his salted pumpkin seeds. They were so tender you could eat the whole seed, shell included. The fresh produce had to be purchased often, since most families had ice boxes, a term that some older people today still call refrigerators. An icebox was a tall, wooden, rectangular box that had a compartment where you could place a 50-pound block of ice and another compartment to keep items such as milk, meat, and produce cool. The iceman came at least once a week. We were so excited to see him, we'd run out to the street because he would chip off a chunk of ice for us, a refreshing treat on a hot St. Louis day. There were other huckster trucks that specialized in just one item. In the summer, you could hear the watermelon man selling his sweet melons off the back of his truck. "Watermelons here, ice cold watermelons." There was also a huckster who pushed his cart all over our area. You could hear the metallic clanging of his bell as he approached, shouting, "Sharpen knives, sharpen scissors," things that people used and needed. Another huckster with a cart was the hot tamale man. He had a cart that carried delicious homemade hot tamales. I have never tasted any as good since then. Time marches on and things change. Two things happened in the 1950s. 90% of urban homes now had electric refrigerators, and large supermarkets arrived. Thus came about the demise of the huckster truck.